Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Board Gaming Doctor. My name is Phil, and I'll be your Board Game Doctor today. In this episode, I go over the Kickstarter game Epochs, Course of Cultures, and my first impressions of it. This is a game by Jeffrey CCH, with art by various artists, as listed here, published by Ice Makes. It's a game for 2-4 players, with a playtime in about 2-3 hours, weighted at 3.4 out of 5 on the BGG complexity rating scale. And despite it being a relatively new Kickstarter game, its overall ranking is already at 13,094, with an average rating of 8.0. Now, as an overview, in this game, you are retelling the course of our Earth's culture by playing a 4X gameplay intermixed with Euro mechanisms. And we're going to go over some of those mechanisms now to kind of highlight what this game brings to the table that's a little bit different. First, it's the invention and market cards. So each epoch, you have 3 epochs in this game, and you're playing 6 turns essentially in each round, in each turn. And you have the decision to either play a invention card from your hand to your board and take an extra action, or to discard or trade that invention card to a shared stack and take 2 standard actions from your board. And you do that 6 times over the course of an epoch. Now, the stipulation is that you can only have 3 epoch cards in front of you per epoch, or invention cards per epoch. Thus, you will have to pick and choose which cards you want to keep and play in front of you and which cards you want to discard. All the while, you are also purchasing the military and wonder cards from a shared market, as well as drawing into the next epoch's cards. And so you are not only replenishing your hand and keeping a hand of 6 cards in your hand, but you also get to see what cards you may have ahead of you to plan accordingly and strategically. Next is the 4X gameplay. And so I personally have not played a lot of the standard and classic board game, you know, tabletop civilization games, but I think this game does a great representation of the 4X gameplay, where you expand out onto a modular board, you exploit the icons that are listed on this said board, either battling barbarians to take over their spots. Some of the icons have to do with some of the cards that you can play as well if you control that area. And some of the terrain as well comes into play with military. More on that later. But you're expanding your cities and cubes and influence out onto this board, and you get to trade with other players as well. And there are neutral cities that you can interact with as well. And of course, there's military, where the Exterminate X comes into play here. And so the way that combat and in this game it's termed warmongering is described, you get to buy certain cards and that are military in nature, and you play them in front of you, giving you a base military might that you use when you attack and defend. Some of these cards, if they are in combination with each other, offer extra military prowess, as well as dice that you can roll during combat. In addition to that, when you decide to enter into combat, you can do so for free if you choose to fight the barbarians, but if you choose to fight a neutral city or another player, you enter what is known as the warmongering phase, or the status, and you have basically a target on your back saying that you can enter into war and be attacked yourself, but there are a lot of benefits for doing so if you have a really strong military. You get a lot of bonuses if you win combat, and also at the stipulation that you won't be able to trade, which kind of goes into the next highlight here with positive player interaction. There's a lot of interaction here, not only in the form of trade, where you can play your own trading posts into neutral cities, as well as other players' cities, to kind of gain some supply and demand benefits, which give you ongoing income during the game. But in addition to that, when you play your invention cards, going all the way back to the first highlight, you get what is called a debut bonus, which is a resource, and the player to the left of you gets that resource as well. And so as everyone plays these invention cards, and you must play at least, or at most 3, and no less than 3 in an epoch, you will get 3 resources for free during the course of an epoch. And in addition to that, you get to move up a science track if you choose to, which is depicted here. And if you do so, you move the tracker up 1, you gain 1 of the 2 benefits shown, and any other player can move up the track to the next level by spending the required science tokens. Essentially, you're setting other people up for better success and potentially better rewards as you collectively move up this track. And then finally, there are asymmetric cultures where everyone starts with this culture board. It keeps track of your resources and the tokens that you can play onto the board, but also you have four special abilities that you can access, two of the four during the game, and they are specific and thematic to each of these civilizations, such as Egypt as depicted here, where you can play any of these Epoch 1 benefits during the first epoch, but you can play them in subsequent epochs, but you can't play that third one, Ancient Artifacts, until the third epoch. And there are a bunch of these asymmetric cultures and civilizations that you can play with to give you some focus and some unique benefits along the way. So let's compare this game to some others. First, starting with Jeffrey CCH's previous game and potentially prequel to Epochs, and that's Age of Civilization. If you've listened to my channel or podcast, you know that I am a big fan of Age of Civilization. And I think there are, in addition to themes, some mechanisms that tie into both of these games. First, not pictured before, but there is a mechanism of which in epochs you can traverse and progress up a track for governments. And in these government styles, like feudalism and empires and etc., they give you different bonuses that you can take advantage of, both ongoing and resource in nature. But the way that you progress up some of them is kind of like in a arrow path sort of direction, where if you decide to go along a certain direction on that that government board, you cannot access other benefits or governments on the other side, and so forth. You can kind of crisscross and zigzag your way through that, but you kind of make some decisions early on to commit to a certain route. And that is seen in Age of Civilization as well, where you do have these research and technology routes that you take during the game. It's not as widespread as it is in Epochs, but it's very similar. In addition to the fact that you have some restrictions on what cards you can play, in both games, you have a maximum of 3 cards that you can play from either the market in Age of Civilization, which are the culture cards, which give you some asymmetric abilities during the game, of which is a very short game in and of itself, as well as the 3 invention cards that you can play in front of you during epochs. And so there are a lot of similarities here in terms of gameplay and in general feel as well. More on that later when I go into my first impressions. But another game comparison is Through the Ages. I think this is an obvious one. This is probably the highest rated civilization themed game, I believe, on Board Game Geek, that share kind of that similar, you know, kind of Europhified mechanisms tied in with 4X gameplay, kind of civilization themed approach to games. They both are very heavily driven by cards, and there are a lot of similarities on these different cards when you compare both games. I think the biggest difference, though, is in Through the Ages, there is a very heavy focus on the military and building up your strength, whereas in Epochs, military is present and it is important, but it's not the sole focus as much as it is strategically, in my opinion, as it is in Through the Ages. You can still win the game and be very successful without heavily investing into military, whereas in Through the Ages, if you want to play well, you do need to invest in military and compete with everyone else doing the same. Otherwise, you will be punished. Next is Mosaic, A Story of Civilization, another game that I've talked about heavily on this channel and podcast. Both games, I feel like, are trying to approach the same thing by Europhifying a 4X type of gameplay and civilization themed gameplay to try to cut that classic, you know, 8-hour experience into something that's more manageable in a night. And I think the biggest differences here mechanically concerning the cards that you play. In Mosaic, it follows a lot of the similarities that other games like Ark Nova and Terraforming Mars have, with icon collection and a big deck of individualized cards. In Epochs, they're not as individualized. There are some differences or similarities in some of the cards. You do have some of the same cards from epoch to epoch, but and military is done differently as well. But they're trying to approach the same thing, and more on this comparison a little bit later as well. And then finally, in my opinion, I don't know this for certain, but I think a big influence for Epochs was Age of Empires, the Microsoft computer game from the 90s, and a game that I heavily draw from in inspiration when I look for Civilization games. I think that a lot of the mechanisms that you see in Age of Empires are seen in Epochs. For example, the trading mechanism where you can play trading posts into other players' cities and camps is very similar to how you can interact in Age of Empires with your little caravans and carts traveling to and from other players, as well as the warmongering ability in Epochs. I feel like in Age of Empires, when you do decide to attack someone else, which is usually inevitable, you are labeled as such that you are declaring war and you have attacked this person. There are some pros and cons to that as well, from what I remember in Age of Empires, somewhat reflected in Epochs as well, in more of a tabletop format. Obviously, not everything is directly comparable from a real-time strategy computer game into the tabletop experience. But when you start to think about it, you do find a lot of similarities, not just in the overall theme, but also in how each game plays and how you progress in each game. Also, and not least, but last, the way that you can win via, you know, different mechanisms, where in Epochs you can win without having battled at all. You can invest heavily into trade or science or what have you. And you can kind of do the same thing in Age of Empires. You can trigger the end of the game by building a wonder and not having touched anyone else's city via combat at all. And so I like that flexibility that both games provide in how you play out your retelling of history. I'm not going to go into a peer review. I usually do that with games that have had a lot of comments, but since this is a Kickstarter game, I'm just going to go straight into my first impressions. So I've played this game, the demo version, on Tabletop Simulator. It looks great, and I suspect that there are some, language barrier, grammatical mistakes that are made in the rulebook, but that is easily fixed, hopefully, by the time this game is delivered by next year. But kind of summarizing what I've mentioned before, when I look for a game, and I've mentioned this before, when I look for inspiration and what themes really drive me, and I probably should do, a top 10 of my favorite themes in board games, but similar to how I really enjoy Rosenberg games, because a lot of them harbor the farming mechanism and how they reflect my childhood experiences in the video game world with games like Harvest Moon. Like I said, obviously had played a lot of Age of Empires, especially Age of Empires 2, growing up. And so when I am looking at a new Civilization game, I automatically compare it to my experiences with Age of Empires 2. And I have to say, I think Epochs mirrors that experience the best so far. And this is very much a first impressions. I'm hopeful that this game delivers with the variability that each game of Age of Civilization, the previous game by Jeffrey CCH, another reason why I was really excited about this game, knowing the designer and the publishing team behind Age of Civilization, such a great small box game that really, to me, provides a lot of mechanical differences and variability from game to game. Each game can feel slightly different from the other based off of what culture cards come out and how you decide to progress up your research track and the differences in how the actions are that you're able to take are different every turn. I feel like the bones of that game are here in Epochs, but expanded, obviously, into a bigger box and longer experience, with some of those mechanisms that I really enjoyed being implemented in this new game. I feel like it's very smooth. It does take a little bit more time, obviously, to learn than a game like Age of Civilization, but if you are a fan of other Civilization games and have played Through the Ages or Mosaic, then you kind of come into it primed, and it's really easy to understand the 4X thematic integration to all of these mechanisms as well. And I would say, and I still need to experience some of the other games that Jeffrey CCH has made, because I've heard of other comparisons to some games like Age of Galaxies being made in Epochs as well. But I think because of the thematic and mechanical integrations of concepts such as positive player interaction with trade and with progressing up a science track and using a lot of those mechanisms that I've found that I really enjoyed and haven't really seen in a tabletop experience like I had seen with Age of Empires back in the day. I think Epochs brings a lot of that experience to the tabletop format. And after my first play of this, I was just blown away and really excited to play this again. Once again, I'm really hopeful that it does, you know, offer the same variability, that every game feels slightly different. And I had just mentioned after my play of Mosaic, you know, I still really enjoy that game, but my experience with it has kind of diminished a little bit because it did feel kind of samey every time for the couple of plays that I've had of it, because the cards, despite the individuality of them all, every game kind of played out very similarly. And even to the point where my last game was, you know, twice as long as it should have been. Now, if Epochs can provide a variable experience for me where every game feels a little bit different, even if I play the same civilization and see some of the same cards, I think the modularity of the board will help with that. The wonders and the military units that are offered every round, the way that they are offered in the market, and what invention cards you get. I think there's enough individuality in those cards that you're going to get a different set every time, and you're going to have a different focus. Even if you play the same civilization, I think your focus is going to be different every time, which I'm hopeful it does deliver in that regard. And if it does so, I think this is going to be the game for me to beat. I think this is going to be my favorite civilization game, and the one that mirrors my previous experience with Age of Empires 2. And so I think if you are a very, you know, a big fan of civilization games, of a 4X game that is trying to be a mixture and synergistic with Euro mechanisms, and perhaps you're like me, having experienced some of those fun, you know, times in the past with Age of Empires or other civilization real-time strategy games, I think this game approaches it the best so far, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. So those are my first impressions of this Kickstarter game, Epochs, Course of Cultures by Jeffrey CCH. Thank you for consulting with me today, and hope that you schedule an appointment with me real soon. Take care.